One in five children in the U.S. has unsafe levels of lead in his bloodstream. Even small amounts of lead can cause serious problems for children, such as brain damage, speech and language problems, slowed physical growth, and damage to the nervous system. Lead can often be found in the paint of old homes and toys. It also exists in outdated plumbing pipes, in soil and older playgrounds. Just a few particles of dust from lead-based paint are enough to poison a child. Children ages 6 and under are especially at risk for lead poisoning. Their brains and nervous systems are still developing, so there's a high risk of stunting that growth. Young children are much more likely to absorb lead than adults because they spend lots of time on the floor, and fingers and toys often wind up in their mouths. Parents and expecting mothers can avoid exposure by making sure there's no chipping or flaking paint and that windows have been properly treated. Also, make sure your home is as dust-free as possible. Wash your children's hands before they eat, as well as bottles, pacifiers, and toys frequently. A regular diet, rich in iron and calcium, can help reduce lead absorption. The symptoms of lead poisoning can look much like other illnesses, including the flu, so if you think a child has been exposed to lead, see your pediatrician to have her tested. For more information, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org or download our app on iTunes and Google Play. I'm Linnea Anderson for Maryland Family Network and WYPR, your NPR news station.